What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Right, we start looking ahead to the offseason with the Texans. We still got a little football left with the two conference title games and the Super Bowl. If you've been listening to the promos running, we will be in New Orleans for the week leading up to the Super Bowl. So we're very excited about that. Joe Mixon is very excited. He's excited to bring in some new teammates, excited to recruit a little bit. He says he's a hell of a recruiter. And he seems to be writing checks with his mouth for Nick Caserio to go cash. I think I'm making that analogy correct. Joe Mixon's making, sounds like he's making some promises out here on these streets.
First of all, I'm going to say I'm a great recruiter. but another thing on top of that is I'm not here to sell no dream. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, whether, you know, going to the Pro Bowl or if I was just at the crib and, you know, free agency started, whatever the case it is, man, when it come down to it, you know, definitely going to do whatever we can to obviously improve the team. When it come down to it, you know, I just try to do whatever I can to help my teammates, help our team win and become successful. I mean, that's why I do this, and, you know, that's why I love the game of football, man. That's why I play this. So definitely look forward to that recruiting aspect, having fans, you know, very excited and engaged to obviously who we're basically additions to the team. And I know for a fact that Nick got something cooked up right now. So definitely all excited for it, and fireworks will be here real soon.
Fireworks. The fact is, I know for a fact that Nick Caserio's got something cooking.
I think the biggest thing, and now that I've listened to that seven or eight times, mm-hmm. and I've thought about it, is that, I feel like I know for a fact that Nick's going to make moves. That's what he does. He's a more active trader, and he just flat out has more transactions than just about every other GM in the NFL.
Yeah.
So whether or not they're fireworks, I suppose that's up for debate. But he makes a lot of moves. He's a very active general manager. So I think that Mixon probably feels like, I know for a fact that means, because there's no possible move that right now would already be in the works or anything, even if it's something that they wanted to do. So I don't think now. Question would be, all right, does Mixon know that somebody like T. Higgins or somebody really wants to come to the Texans?
Former teammate, right?
Yeah. But then the question then is like, okay, but does Mixon know that Caserio knows that he likes this guy? Caserio plays everything so close to the vest. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's ever going to let anybody know that he really wants a certain free agent other right. than D'Amico and like whoever needs to know within the building.
Yep.
So I think that Mixon's not – I don't think Mixon is thinking of anybody specifically as far as something that might be in the works.
To your point, you're not going to wind up on Freezing Cold Takes by saying that Nick Caserio is going to make moves, that he's got
right.
stuff cooking. Like
right.
You can say that and know that – it will happen. He's very active. You're right. You're right.
Now, okay, could he be as active this year as he was last year when it comes to getting brand names, marquee guys, all of that? And I'll remind everybody, in the first 36 hours of free agency, people wanted Nick fired because he hadn't done anything.
Right.
So, yeah, just I mean,
speaking of Lopez, he won't be in today. He got stuck in the snow. Yeah.
The Texans ended up having one of the most active and highest spending free agencies. The first 24 hours, I can't remember the exact timeline. I know on day one of free agency, people are ready to burn down the franchise because Nick hadn't made any moves yet. So, he's going to make moves. I don't know. I'd be surprised if it's as aggressive this year as it was last year.
Well, I don't know that he's got the resources to be as aggressive. I mean, you can always manipulate the cap, but he had an ungodly amount of cap space last year to go spend. And this year, I think I saw somebody with an educated opinion. I don't know if it was Texans cap or somebody who summarizes things like this that I respect their diligence in getting it accurate, you know, getting it right. Is the number right now is like between 10 and 15 million somewhere that they have in cap space, but they've got a ton of deals. That number can move based on cutting guys, restructuring deals. It sounds like, Seth, between having their full complement of draft picks, at least premium draft picks, because they have their own first still, between that and the ability to create cap space, that they're in a good spot to be able to address some of the things that need addressing.
Yeah, and I think the... I guess if you look at the composition of the team, there's just more guys. Because of all those guys you signed last year, there are just way more high-paid veteran types of players on the team right now than there were last year. I think that Nick and D'Amico felt that there was a need to import A, talent, but also probably B, veteran leadership. And they'll continue to want to do that, but I don't think in the same mass quantities that they did last season.
By far, the biggest name free agent for the Texans is Stephon Diggs. It's really no disrespect to a lot of the role players on this team. No disrespect to any of the interior defensive linemen who I think, if we're talking about kind of the journeyman or the fringe player types that overachieved what they were expected to do, that's probably the position group that did. But it's like Stephon Diggs. I'm going down the list here, and like I think Stephon Diggs has made more Pro Bowls than every other guy that's a free agent on the Texans combined. Mm-hmm. You know, like Derek Barnett, if he wants to come back for another year on the same deal he had this year, come on back. You know, Neville Hewitt as depth at linebacker did some good things this year. Foley Fatakasi and Mario Edwards Jr. are both free agents. I'd love to have both of them back at the same price. That'll be what's interesting, is a lot of these guys played above the level that was expected. So, like Mario Edwards, when he was on the field, was really good this year. Like to some team, I'm not saying some team offers him a huge bag or anything like that, but he's, as was pointed out by, I think, Will Anderson, when he said, man, Mario's been in the league 10 years, is only the second time he's made the playoffs. Mario Edwards ain't getting any younger. Like he's only, I don't know what he does in his spare time or what hobbies he has or, you know, investments that he's got or whatnot. I'm going to venture to say there's a good chance he's not walking into a job where he can make $5 million a year right away after retirement.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder, so if they go for a wide receiver in the Texans, I believe right now they're going to pick 25th.
25th
right?
is where they're picking. 25th. That's right.
So it's not a heavily loaded year for wide receivers. It might work out that whether it's a Buka or somebody like that from Ohio State, that 25 might be the sweet spot.
Yeah.
And maybe they just sit there. But I guess, do they trade up? Do you expect, if you had to put an over-under right now, or like just a percentage chance that Nick trades up in the first round, what do you think it is?
I think it's 20%.
Yeah.
20%. Yeah. He's done both. You know, when they needed, you know, when they wanted Will Anderson, they traded up and got Will Anderson. When they felt just as good about the top of the second round last year as they did the end of the first round, they moved back and got an extra pick and traded it for Stephon Diggs. So, I think probably 20%. If it was totally up to Nick, maybe a little bit higher. The thing is finding a team that wants to dance with you, you know.
You gotta
find a trade partner.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where are you right now on when do we start doing our what do we do with the mock draft stuff?
Mock draft injection.
Mock draft.
That's what it was, man.
The mock draft injection. When do we start our mock draft injection? Just last week, just a few days ago, we were like looking down on all these poor radio hosts in other markets that had to look for look at this. We're talking about the off season already and coaching searches and everything else. We are now in that motley lot. Yeah. When do we start doing the mock draft? I haven't looked at a single mock draft yet.
I glance at them now. I don't look at them nearly as intently as I did back when they were, you know, picking 3rd and 12th or whatever it was. I would say after the Super Bowl. After the Super Bowl's over.
I think I just looked at my first one right now, CBS's mock draft.
Okay.
They've got the 20. So Igbuka is going 21st to the Steelers.
Okay.
The Texans, they've got Walter Nolan, defensive lineman from Ole Miss, going. But that would make sense. I mean, he's an interior defensive lineman. My early odds on who they would take with number 25 overall would be probably wide receiver or interior offensive line. And that's perfect. Good guard back of the first round. You know, guard isn't one you, unless it's a real superstar stud, you don't want to draft a guard all that high necessarily. Defensive tackle, I kind of feel like what we've been talking about, that if the situation's right, by all means, go for it. But I feel like they can make do and get the most out of a lot of journeyman type of guys.
I'm with you.
Maybe get a developmental guy in the mid rounds.
Yeah, they got to feel pretty strongly about that guy if it's a defensive lineman, an interior defensive lineman there, for me. But if you do recall, Seth, remember last year, not to toot my own horn, but remember the one guy I said, man, the Texans, they were back when they still had a first round pick before they traded it to go get Stephon Diggs. I said, man, you know, if Brock Bowers gets in that 18 to 20 range right there, and the Texans have the 27th pick, I would say, you go up and get him. I had that one right. I wasn't nearly as right when I wanted the Texans to take Johnny Manziel with the first overall pick back in 2014.
Okay, so as far as for the Texans and how we'll watch the draft at the very top this year, likely not going to be the Texans. Cam Ward going to the Titans and Shedeur Sanders going to the Giants.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Give me all the Cam Ward.
That's it.
Let's do this.
That's it. So you'll have four quarterbacks in this division if they do that. Two of them are number one overall picks. One is a two, and Anthony Richardson is the laggard at 4th overall pick. You'll have four quarterbacks that were top four picks in this division if they go ahead and do that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.